Hello, it's Tom Midweek Extra. It's John Gibbons hosting, joined by Mike Kearney, Phil Adasan, and Andy Heat, and Andy producing as well. And it's another win to talk about, and isn't that lovely? It's another 3-1 to talk about. The games are feeling the same, but we're not getting bored. Certainly not when you've got Hungarian captains smashing them in from 25 yards, but we'll come to that. But before we even kick a ball, Mike, there's 9 changes. Is that sort of what you're expecting? He drops some hints with the Europa League game the week before that he will rotate in the week if he can. Obviously, the squad is strong enough at the moment to do so. So, without it being exactly what you expect in personnel-wise, were you roughly expecting that many changes?
Probably, yeah. And it looks like it's 9 or 10, isn't it, from the weekend? But it's only 3 from the Europa League's team that play, really. It's Jota and Gakpo in for Nunes and Diaz in the Europa League, and Jones at right-back where Badzetic played. Probably very similar to what you would expect him. I think I had a team that, thinking about it, the only changes I had in my guess was I thought he might have gone with Badzetic again at right back and maybe who's the one I had in midfield? Can't remember. I forgot the lads that we've got. The Jones one at right back surprised me a little bit, just because I thought he's got his role, hasn't he, in the more advanced midfield role, and he's played 6 a couple of times. But it was exciting to see that we've got an option that we could go, you know. Trent's obviously had a little injury at the minute. We've had Gomez there, we've tried Badzetic there in the Europa League, we've seen Jones there, and he's a capable player. He's played 100 games for Liverpool. So no surprise to see that he actually played quite well there. It's just nice to see that, you know. Well, Pep Linders mentions it in the press conference, don't need the players themselves want to play in these games. Jota was saying how it was important in the 21-22 season. So nice blend of experience. Canate coming back in as well. It's just all upside for us at the minute, and it's boss.
Yeah, it's funny with the Curtis Jones thing throughout, because I didn't know the team, and then the first indication I got of any team news was someone said, okay, Curtis Jones is captain. And I thought, oh, bloody hell, I'm surprised he's playing. And then when I saw where he was playing, I was sort of even more surprised. But, you know, I thought he would have rotated him in. But it seems to me that they want to give a few different players a go in that right-back role to see who goes. Obviously, there was Bradley in pre-season, and he's unfortunately injured. And whether they would have persisted with him being Trent's understudy, you know, we'll never know, I guess. But he plays a lot there in pre-season. Then obviously we've seen Joe Gomez there, not just the fact that, you know, he's not just being a right-back, but also sort of stepping into the midfield when he can. We've seen Badzetic there and now Jones. And it feels to me that they're giving different lads a go to see who fancies it as much as anything. And by fancy it, I mean, none of them are going to go, no, I don't want to play there. Yeah. But you can tell from someone's, you know, performance whether they're relishing the role is a better word.